With the view from her Jerusalem window, here's Andrea Simontov.
Andrea Simontov, wonderful to be chatting to you as always. A listener wants to know if you've written a book.
Wow. Yeah, I'm working on it. Thank you.
Okay. Well, you be the first to let us know and we'll do all your marketing here because us South Africans are waiting open arms for your nuggets of wisdom.
Simon.
That's a lovely way to start. And then, now you're going to go all serious on me again.
No, not quite. I'm just going to tell you, I had the third. I already can feel it, Simon. You really, Andrea, how could you even say that to us when we're still waiting for the first? I had my third inoculation yesterday. And, the silence is indeed deadly. By the way, you know why there's a lot of traffic?
No, tell me why. They're all going driving off to be vaccinated. I don't know. The ones
very
you've
much
left
not.
For us.
No, they're all racing home to get their radios to hear this interview between us.
That clearly must be the reason. I mean, why else? That absolutely is perfect. And it's so glad they're going to be with us for the full segment. So that's all good. You seem to have been in quite a contemplative mode today, this week actually, because I have noticed a social media post where you were talking about life and choices and contentment. And you're raising that issue again with me this week.
Yeah, you know, I'm raising it again because it looks like we're going into another lockdown. I don't even know what it's called, lockdown 107. You know, one of the things I'm noticing with friends, with clients, with acquaintances, with strangers is the silence that is surrounding this new scourge of COVID that is plaguing us again. It's never gone, but it rested. We got cocky. We got arrogant and it's back again. And what's very telling, I made a joke. I said, the silence is deadly, but the silence is so telling. Nobody's talking about it. Nobody's skipping and posting as they're getting their third inoculations with pictures. They're getting the inoculations. They're not questioning. They're not moving. They're just moving where everybody's acknowledging that we don't know anything. And so part of me thinks to myself, well, how are we going to endure another lockdown? And then it dawned on me, Simon, I think it's Monday night, Tuesday. You have a very erudite listenership. They can tell me we're entering Elul, the Hebrew month that enters in the days of awe. And I thought to myself, there was a time where it was so bleak, so blue. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, everything's okay because it's coming again and we have choices. You're right, Simon. I'm beginning to obsess over these choices. I'm not feeling well today. I'm really feeling terrible from this vaccine. I'm very surprised. And we very often say, oh, I feel like I'm dying. No, you're not dying. You're feeling not well. But unless you're dying, you don't know. I'm feeling fine and I'm feeling grateful. And I thought to myself, when I have an interaction with someone that I'm not enjoying, I could take it away. And as I have often taken away, said, gee, what a creep, what a dick. They ruined my day. The only person who's allowed to ruin my day or make my day is me. And I find myself asking as I stand on Elul, as I stand not feeling well, as I stand seeing that we're enduring another bout of COVID, I think to myself, I can ask myself, not one time a day, 100 times a day, am I feeling the way I want to feel right now? And if the answer is no, with the exception of not feeling well because you're really having a physical reaction to something, I can choose not to feel that way. I just found out, I was listening to a podcast, I listen to Murder Mysteries day and night and night and day. You know that, right?
I didn't. I've learned something, yeah.
Yeah, it's really true. My husband walks around in a state of terror, okay, because I have learned how to kill him many different ways, and I know which poisons, which foods mask the fact. Okay, that's not for today's message. Anyway,
Got you so wrong. I had you listening to Arut Sheva podcasts on how to build a settlement on a hill. I don't know. That's sort of a thing.
No. Anybody who really listens to my station knows I'm the lefty, okay? Very not me. But anyway,
If you say so. Go on.
Well, compared to you. I mean, you make, what's his name? You make Allen Ginsberg look like a conservative Republican. But anyway. Where was I? Oh, the murder mystery.
Yes.
I found out today that jealousy is actually a chemical reaction. Okay? It's not just all in our head, this feeling of envy, this feeling of covet. You know, we want to covet. That there's a chemical, not necessarily a reaction, but there are certain people with more of this kind of chemical in their body who are more prone to jealousy. But we even have controls over that. Simon, beautiful days are ahead. Days where we are allowed, we're commanded to put forth our petitions in heaven. You know? And not to sit and say, well, I'm so unworthy. I was so creepy this year. I was so disgusting to Simon. I could have been nice, but I wasn't. You know, despite that, we are asked. And one of the things that I do want to bring out today was that, you know, we know, especially this time of year, some of us are so suffering. Some of us have barely worked. Businesses have closed. I had a gym owner here just this week. Destitute, Simon. Everything she had gone, finished. And yet, so everybody's in need. And yet, we're commanded to give. So one of the messages I want to enter Shabbos with for everybody who's listening, Jew, non-Jew, whatever your station in life is, just give. Don't ask too many questions. If you're asked and you can say yes, give, and don't look too closely. Don't ask too much. Let's just give everybody the benefit of the doubt. You know why? Because if we do that, and then in this month ahead, as we begin to pray that we are given the benefit of the doubt, we will be looked at favorably. Remember, we are created in his image. Just as he does, we should do. So I don't want to be looked at too closely. I don't want to be inspected too. I don't want God to really open up my book and check out where I've been holding, because it will then be for me hopeless. So instead, giving. No jealousy, no coveting, no questioning other people's motivation, just giving of our time, giving of our hearts, giving of our ears and our souls. We have so much to give, even as the world looks. It's out of control. We have controls, good controls. These are not apologies. These are the real things. And that's what I'm holding today.
A message we needed to hear today. You have an instinct of knowing what we need to hear and when we need to hear it. Andrea Simontov, number one, I hope you feel slightly better physically.
Sure.
I mean, and number two, Shabbat Shalom. Can't wait to chat to you already next week.
Gam lechem. Shabbat Shalom, South Africa.